Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Ukraine's President Zelensky calls it a terrible tragedy on a black morning. A helicopter crash near Kyiv has killed Ukraine's interior minister, three children, and others. We're getting varying information on the number of dead. It appears to be at least 14. The regional governor at one point said 18. The AP's Charles de Ledesma on those who were killed.
According to Ihor Klimenko, chief of Ukraine's national police, those killed in Brovary included Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky, his deputy Yevhen Yanin, and State Secretary of the Ministry of Internal Affairs, Yuri Lyubkovich.
No word yet on whether the helicopter crash was an accident or related to the war in Ukraine. The UN Secretary General says the world is in a sorry state because of Russia's war in Ukraine, climate change, and other problems that he says are piling up like cars in a chain reaction crash. Authorities in Central California are searching for suspects after a shooting that left six people dead.
There's a $10,000 reward being offered for information leading to arrests after six people were killed early Monday in the agricultural community of Goshen, California.
We have two suspects.
At a news conference yesterday, Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau says a teenage mother holding her infant was fleeing the violence when the killers caught up with her outside the home.
The shooters stood over the top of the 16-year-old mother and fired rounds into her head.
The other four victims ranged from 19 to 72 years old, including a grandmother who was shot as she slept.
This family was a target.
Audio courtesy KFSN. Boudreau walked back earlier comments that the attack was likely a cartel hit. I'm Jennifer King.
Derek Chauvin's attorney will ask an appeals court in Minnesota today to throw out his convictions in George Floyd's murder. This is AP News. A tragedy in Alaska. The AP's Norman Hall.
Alaska authorities say a bear attack has claimed two lives. Alaska state troopers say a polar bear attacked and killed two people in a remote village in western Alaska. Station KTUU reports the attack happened in Wales on the western tip of the Seward Peninsula. Troopers say the animal entered the community and had chased multiple residents before it attacked a woman and a boy. The bear was shot and killed by a local resident as it attacked the pair. The names of the two people killed were not released. I'm Norman Hall.
The federal government says it will begin a targeted crackdown on nursing homes' abuse of antipsychotic drugs and misdiagnoses of schizophrenia in patients. It's launching investigations this month into select nursing homes, aimed at verifying whether patients have been properly diagnosed with a psychiatric disorder. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is investigating. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports. I'm John Leatherby. Just four games in the NBA, but a lot riding on a tight race near the top of the Eastern Conference. In LA, Joel Embiid had 41 points to help lift the Sixers to a 121-10 win over the Clippers. Philadelphia's won 16 of their last 20, and that meant the Bucks needed a win at home over Toronto to maintain their half-game lead for the second seed. Chuck Freeman has the details from Milwaukee.
Jrue Holiday has eclipsed his season high two nights in a row. His 37 points helped lead the Bucks past the Raptors 130-122. The Bucks played without Giannis Antetokounmpo for a fourth straight game and turned a 7-point halftime deficit into an 8-point lead by late third quarter. Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer says Holiday is carrying the shorthanded Bucks.
He's just stepped up in a big way. You know, it's two games in a row, just vintage Jrue Holiday, and he just seems like he's got a bounce, he's got a pop.
Fred VanVleet had 39 for the losing Raptors. Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
In San Antonio, the Spurs got a career night from Keldon Johnson. He had 36 points and 11 rebounds to lead them to a 106-98 upset win over visiting Brooklyn. In Denver, just another night for the reigning league MVP, Nikola Jokic, with a triple-double, 36 points, 12 boards, and 10 assists in a 122-113 win over Portland, the Nuggets' 14th straight win at home. Marcus Sasser scored 23 points as top-ranked Houston improved to 18-1 with an 80-60 win over Tulane. To the NHL, Jared Spurgeon with a pair as the Wild topped the Capitals 4-2.
one thing we preach about this team is that everyone can contribute, and in the O-zone, it's anyone's turn. So tonight, the D had the chances, and they're fortunate to go in.
William Nylander scored in overtime to give the Maple Leafs a 5-4 win over the Panthers. Philadelphia, Montreal, Nashville, Chicago, Arizona, and Edmonton were the other winners. I'm John Leatherby, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House is defending the fragmented disclosures of the discovery of classified documents at President Biden's home in Delaware and at a former office. This is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
One of the things that we have said for the last 2 years, when it comes to the Department of Justice, when it comes to legal matters, when it comes to legal issues, we have been very clear that we are not going to comment, we are not going to politically interfere, and that continues.
The discovery of the documents in the president's possession complicates a federal probe into former President Donald Trump, who the Justice Department says took hundreds of records marked classified with him upon leaving the White House. Greg Abbott was sworn in for another term as the governor of Texas. He talked about school safety following the deadly shooting in Uvalde.
Parents must know that their children are going to be safe when they drop them off at school every single morning. We will not end this session without making our schools safer.
A Navy reservist, Hatchett Speed, who was charged with storming the Capitol on January 6th, is going back on trial in Virginia. On separate charges, he illegally bought silencers and talked about using them against Jewish people and others he considered to be enemies. Police say a fire at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Peoria, Illinois, is being investigated as arson. It happened just days after Illinois enacted sweeping abortion protections. Visiting the White House today is the NBA champion Golden State Warriors and their star, Steph Curry.
Great opportunity for us from the basketball community to thank President Biden and his staff for all their hard work and diligence on getting Brittany Griner home. It was a big part of our basketball family, and it means a lot to know that she's here and home safe with her family.
Griner was released from a Russian prison. This is AP News. Officials in Nepal are turning over bodies to families after a deadly plane crash. All 72 people on board were killed.
Grieving relatives gather around an ambulance while hospital staff put a body encased in a white body bag into the vehicle. At the scene, Nepalese lawyer Ram Bahadur says, "We have lost the precious lives of so many, and this is happening again in Nepal. This is an irreparable loss." Investigators are sending the aircraft's data recorder to France for analysis as they try to determine what caused the country's deadliest plane accident in 30 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A trial in absentia opened for Belarus's top opposition leader, who denounced the proceedings as a farce and urged the West to bolster support for the country's beleaguered opposition. Spacey's award is from the National Cinema Museum in the northern city of Turin.
I'm truly blessed and grateful and humbled.
After multiple allegations of sexual assault surfaced, Spacey lost his starring role on the Netflix series House of Cards and saw other opportunities dry up.
My heart is very full tonight toward the Museum of Cinema for having had the La Palle to invite me tonight.
That's Italian for the balls. Spacey did not directly address the allegations. He's scheduled to go on trial in London in June on a dozen charges alleging he sexually assaulted four men between 2001 and 2013. A federal jury in a New York civil case found Spacey did not sexually abuse actor Anthony Rapp. I'm Ed Donahue.
Taylor Swift, Eminem, and Joni Mitchell have donated memorabilia that will be auctioned to raise money for charity. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Julian's Auctions estimates Taylor Swift's autographed acoustic guitar emblazoned with the artwork from her Evermore album will sell for between $5,000 and $10,000. Eminem wrote the word shady on a pair of Nike Air Max shoes that could sell for up to $3,000. Joni Mitchell donated a signed print of her original oil painting of Jimi Hendrix. Other items were donated by BTS, Paul McCartney, Katy Perry, and Ozzy Osbourne. The February 5th auction outside Los Angeles will benefit Music Cares, the Recording Academy's charity for musicians.
The fastest Corvette ever made comes out next year. And if going from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 2.5 seconds doesn't jerk your head back, the price of this vehicle will. $104,000. The 2024 Chevy Corvette E-Ray is not powered just by a V8. It's a gas-electric hybrid. The front wheels run on an electric motor. The traditional 6.2-liter V8 powers the back. Total, 655 horsepower. It comes with all-season tires, so you can drive it year-round. And we're told the all-wheel drive system is configured, so it is confident in a few inches of snow, even with its low ground clearance. An all-electric version of the Corvette will come out at some point. No date set yet for that. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.